And it's time for the Farmwork Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farmwork Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're speaking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, how are the markets reacting this week?
It's been a pretty slow week, a little back and forth trade action here ever since last Thursday's USDA report that offered some surprises, you know, as we talked last week with lower yields in both corn and beans, you know, not overly lower yields, but a little start. And then on the demand side, you had definitely lower demand on beans and a surprise out of China world stocks that, you know, after it was all said and done by the end of the day, kind of got, you know, pushed to the wayside, I guess, and ignored. You know, since then, it's just been trickling back and forth. Commodities as a whole have been a little negative to start the week, I think led by the crude oil fallout. You know, crude has just been on one heck of a slide here every day, it seems, stabilizing a little bit. And then on the other side, you have the dollar. The U.S. dollar is really on a run to the upside as well, which, you know, is not good for exports, you know, makes our exports more expensive. The dollar, I believe, is up to year and it's 17, 18 month highs as of late. So, you know, that's offering a little resistance on the top side as well. But, you know, overall, I think corn and beans have hung in there pretty good, pretty well. They're kind of making a bottom or holding support against, you know, 20 and 50 day moving averages. So that's a good sign going forward that, you know, they're not looking too weak, I guess. You know, as far as news goes, South America, they look good. Brazil planting way ahead of pace. Argentina was, getting quite a bit of precip, a little too much saturation to you know, get their planting going. But it looks like drier conditions ahead. So as of now, not too much to worry about there. The main news here this morning is that China did offer a written response to U.S. trade demands. So that signals to the market that at least something's moving along. The whole thing with on our side or the U.S. side, you know, the last few weeks or months is, you know, we wouldn't start negotiations on trade until we saw a concrete response from China to our demands, and a written response is that concrete response. So hopefully some trade negotiations can start moving forward. You know, we'll see some responses out of the White House hopefully later today or into tomorrow. That'll definitely affect the markets going forward. So other than that, you know, just that demand side, and then we're just kind of bouncing back and forth trying to carve out a range here. Some resistance points, I would say, on December corn, 379 is a tough spot on DC 18 corn, old crop. Next year's new crop, post report last week, we bounced up to 406 and three quarter. That's going to be a resistance point right away, followed by 408 is pretty tough resistance as well. That's about a 3 month high there. January old crop soybeans, $9 and three quarter on the future side. That's going to be your first resistance, followed by 906. And then if we really run through that, 932 is the high set all the way back in July. So, almost, you know, 5 months ago or so is that number that sticks out there, 932. New crop, 19 soybeans, 953 is tough resistance there on November 19 contract. So
Jalen, with the shortened week next week, what are the markets going to be watching for?
I would say the main thing is going to be a response on these Chinese trade negotiations to see if there's actually, you know, some substance going forward, some actual talks and hope, or if it's just the same old, you know, a written response that just kind of says we're gonna stay in place. You know, I think one way or the other, that'll bring a little volatility to the markets there. Crude, you know, the outside markets, and the dollar, you know, the dollar looks a little overdone. If that can trickle off, that should offer some support as well. And you're going to see light trade. You know, the markets are closed next Thursday, so usually Wednesday means pretty light trade and Friday means light trade as well. And sometimes you can get little spikes or dips just on the lack of traders one way or the other. So, you know, if we do see days like that on next Wednesday or Friday, and it offers an opportunity, you know, take advantage of it. They can easily correct it when we start up a fresh week for the following Monday. So.
And we've been speaking with Jalen Pitek. He is with Farm Work Cooperative. This has been the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yep, thanks for having me.